If She Saw, A Kate Wise Mystery, Book 2, by Blake Pierce. Narrated by Laura Bannister. Prologue. Growing up, Olivia never thought she'd see a day when she was actually glad to be home. Like most teens, she'd spent her high school years dreaming of getting away from home, of going to college and starting a life on her own. She'd followed through on her plan, getting out of Whip Springs, Virginia, and attending the University of Virginia. She was in her junior year now, heading into a summer that would be ripe with job opportunities and, by the end of the summer, an apartment search. Olivia enjoyed living on campus, but as a senior, she figured it was time to live elsewhere in the city. For now, though, it was a full month back with her parents in Whip Springs. And she knew her high school self would never forgive her for the relief and surge of love she felt as she pulled into her parents' driveway. They lived just off a secondary road in Whip Springs, a sleepy little central Virginia town with a population of less than 5,000 that was surrounded by forest on all sides, plus a stretch of forest that ran through most of Whip Springs. It was beginning to get dark when she pulled into the driveway. She had fully expected her mother to have turned the porch light on for her, but there was no glow lighting up the front door. Her mom knew she was arriving this afternoon. They'd discussed it on the phone 2 days ago, and Olivia had even texted 3 hours ago to tell her she was on the way. Sure, her mother had not texted back, which was unlike her. But Olivia figured she was probably working overtime to make Olivia's childhood bedroom presentable, and forgot to return her text. As Olivia got closer to the house, she noted that not only was the porch light not on, it seemed as if every single light in the house was turned off. She knew they were home, though. Both of their cars were parked in the driveway, her mother's car parked right behind her father's truck, just like they had been doing for as long as Olivia could remember. If these cheese balls are trying to throw me some sort of surprise welcome home party, I might just cry, Olivia thought, as she parked beside her mother's car. She popped the trunk and got her luggage out, just 2 suitcases, but one of which seemed to weigh a ton. She hefted them up the sidewalk and toward the porch. It had been almost a year since she had been back here for a visit. She'd nearly forgotten how absolutely secluded the place felt. The closest neighbors were less than a quarter of a mile away, but the trees surrounding the property made it feel like the house was completely isolated, especially when compared to the crowded dorm spaces back at school. She wrestled the suitcases up the porch steps and then reached out to ring the doorbell. When she did, she noticed that the door was partially open. Suddenly, the lack of light from inside seemed sinister, like an alarm of sorts. "Mom? Dad?" she called out as she slowly reached out and opened the door with her foot. It swung open, revealing the foyer and small hallway that she knew so well. The house was indeed dark, but as she stepped inside, against the advisement of her growing fear, she was instantly put at ease. From elsewhere in the house, she heard the television, the familiar dings and applause of Wheel of Fortune, a staple in their home from as far back as Olivia could remember. As she neared the end of the hallway and approached the living room, she saw the wheel on the TV, which was mounted above the fireplace, a very large screen indeed, making it seem as if Pat Sajak was right there in the living room. "Hey, guys," Olivia said, looking around the darkened living room. "Thanks so much for helping me with my stuff. Leaving the door cracked open was a—" It was meant as a joke, but when the words hung in her throat, there was nothing funny about it. Her mother was on the couch. She could have very well been asleep and nothing more than that, if it weren't for all the blood. It was all over her chest and soaked into the couch. There was so much of it that Olivia's mind couldn't quite comprehend it at first.